Insights with Terry Coutts, a weekly look through the eyes of predictive astrologer Terry Coutts. Here's Terry.
Hi, everyone. I'm Terry, and you're listening to Insights with Terry Coutts. Thank you for joining me for this journey of March the 10th through the 17th, 2024. We're coming into spring before too much longer. Feels like it some days, and other days it feels like winter has visited us again. Pisces has become our sun sign, and that's a very psychic, fluid kind of energy. I did talk quite a bit about it last week, so if you have missed any of the podcasts or you just want to review, feel free to go to the website that Charlie O'Brien has put up for us, www.terryworld.com. He has archived 4 to 5 of the previous podcasts if you'd just like to review. And I thank Charlie O'Brien for doing that. So that Pisces energy is very fluid. Now you combine that with the Mercury, which is the planet of the mind, how we think. That's in Aries, which is a fire sign, fire, water. We can have a little bit of complications there. So too much fire, we evaporate water. Too much water, we put out fire, which is our impulse, the way we want to get things done, our verve, our passion. Balance, balance, balance. That's what they've been trying to build into our heads for the last little bit. Find balance. Balance is steam. That's a powerful tool. So they're going to be looking at giving us opportunities. That means challenges, situations that will help us learn how to balance. Now, you may be offered an opportunity to be irritated with somebody. How do you find balance? Do you find balance in your mind first? Do you take a good big breath? Do you think about balance and ground yourself? How do you personally find balance? So they're going to challenge us that way. The people that are evolved, I would say, and have done their work may find this occurring the week before. They can be ahead. Everybody's on a very different time schedule because they've done different types of work in different types of area. We're all different. But generally, I'm giving that to you as a generality. So fire, water, we have to watch that. And then in Venus, the planet of love, beauty, attraction, that's in Aquarius. And on the 12th, it'll be leaving Aquarius, going into that water sign of Pisces. So we're doubling up on the Pisces. That's going to be something we have to work at so that we don't get airheaded-y, that we don't get lost in a different world. We still need to stay grounded in this, you know, fire, water. We still need to stay grounded in this arena so that we can make good decisions. Amazing for intuition, gut hunches, how should I handle this, but not so good sometimes to keep us grounded and thinking clearly. So just when I say second guess yourself, I don't mean it in a mean way, and I don't mean it to stop you. How I intend for that is just if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. So maybe stop for a second. Take that breath and see if you can ground and then move forward. Mars, the planet of our drive and our passion, that is still in Aquarius, so we still have that energy of creativity and being able to work with things in a very unorthodox way. So it's perfect when you combine all of this together. It's just perfect. Now, the beginning of the week, we want to watch the vulnerable areas, which could be our head, our teeth, our tongue, arteries, any sinus. If you are a little bit prone to maybe headaches or migraines, this could push you over the edge. So just kind of be aware of that. That's going to slowly trickle down to the neck, the vocal cords, the throat, maybe your thyroid gland. So if you're vulnerable in those areas, keep an eye. I know that my vocal cords can be vulnerable because I talk so much. So maybe I'll have that warm lemon and honey drink just to soothe them, or just maybe shut up for a minute. That might be a good idea. And then towards the end of the week, it trickles down from the neck, the vocal cords, the thyroid, your throat, down to the shoulders, the arms, the hands, maybe your bronchial tubes and your lungs. So if your lungs are weak, your bronchial tubes have issues, just be prepared. So if, in a case like that, I might have my eucalyptus ready that I could rub on my chest, or that Raleigh's or Vicks. Maybe if you have acid reflux and it translates into a cough instead of the feeling of burning, as some people do, maybe ahead of time watch that you don't eat foods that you shouldn't before going to bed. Just be proactive on that. And then the full moon is going to occur on March the 25th, that's next week, on Monday, and that will be in Libra. And Libra is all about balance. It's all about trying to balance things, trying to figure things out. How do we compromise and keep everybody happy? And it's a lunar eclipse, so we have that strength in there as well. Now, and we're getting ready for the solar eclipse, which is supposed to happen right here. Actually, CKLW was suggesting that get your gas tanks filled. It's almost like it's a catastrophe, because there may be people, a lot of people visiting, because this is going to be a blackout here. And we may run a little short of gas, or there might be long lines. I don't know. Essex is preparing. Essex County is preparing for the unpreparable, I guess. A solar eclipse doing this. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. The number that was given to us for this week is number 4. 4, combined with where the planets are, means that we can be successful at what we do. So it's offering, number 4, an even number, is offering us success if we approach something and try. If we persevere, and if we're systematic in our work. Now, that may be a little bit challenging, because Pisces isn't necessarily of that ilk. Pisces is more watery, more floaty, more woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. So, and you know, they get things done, but it floats by. So trying to strive for the number 4 in perseverance and systematic might be part of the balance that they're trying to press onto us, so that we can be floaty and balanced in it, that we don't tip our boat over. Number 4 wants us to strive for consistency and order, which is very difficult with the Pisces. And we don't even have Capricorn in here anywhere helping us. So we're going to be doing this on our own, kind of like the universe took the training wheels off and turned us loose. But number 4 usually puts us in a position that we will achieve success later. Later in the week, later in the month, later in life, by working hard. So you could be being prepared by the universe for success by being persevering, and systematic and consistent and paying attention to order. Patience is really important right now. It's going to be hard, because we had that irritable kind of energy not too long ago with all the planets shifting, and some of the dregs of the irritability is still there. Why do I talk with my hands on these podcasts? My hands are flying all over the place. Excuse me. And number 4 does not like changes. And they don't like monotony either. So what do you want? You know, it's like you don't like a change, but you don't like monotony. So we're back to the balance. Balance, balance, balance is everything. This number 4, combined with where the planets are and the intuitiveness of Pisces, will offer us some physically intuitive information, helping us to have our bodies strong, to maybe give us activities where we can use our physical strength and our dexterity and maximize that. So, you know, some people do take up things during this time. They might take up yoga or be more into yoga. They might go to the gym. They might take self-defense. It pushes you towards something that would be good for your body. The weakness of number 4 in this position is carelessness and having a narrow view of life. You don't want that. And we need to be careful making decisions, because with that floaty kind of energy of Pisces, I'm not positive I would trust everything. And we need to look at not turning our experience inward, because that can affect our nervous system. And that's not a health-related good thing. And it's very important to release the accumulated energy and push it out. We can clean it before we push it out, but not internalize it and keep it all bottled up inside of us. It's really, really important. Now, I did pull a couple of cards, and what I want you to be aware of and careful, one of the cards that came up is it's the Ten of Swords, swords being the mind. It can warn us that we have some potentially difficult energy fields coming at some of us, not all of us. This is a very general reading, right? I mean, it's not for everybody. And the timing is different for everybody too. So this can be where we are challenged to let go of something that we wouldn't normally let go of. But we have to. We don't have a choice. So we can make that something that is going to make us stronger, or it can be something that weakens us and just puts us right to the ground. The emphasis this week is going to be on our physical experience, which is money, security, comforts, health, body. We live in a physical world. So a lot of the cards that came up are in the realm of physicality. They're saying that some of us may find that our energy level was low, and they're going to try to pump us up a bit, try to give us a little bit more energy to complete the tasks that we have to complete this week. So all we have to do is tap into it. So let me see. A good example. Good example would be, I had a whole bunch to do today. Yeah, Saturdays are very, very busy for me in appointments, and it's tight. It's really tight. But I didn't have the energy that I would like to have had to really zoom through things. A little bit of a drag. The physicality of it, I knew the universe was offering the energy, but I didn't know how to tap into it. So what did I do? I went and drank 2 glasses of water. Now, I had my coffee, I had my tea, but I went and drank 2 full glasses of water within 15 minutes, brand new person. I tapped into the physical world, knowing that most of us are dehydrated. Let's throw some water in there, and it pumped up the energy. Because I have seen dogs come into the vet clinic flatline, flat. And you put a liter of fluids in them, and they're brand new dogs. So I know how important hydration is, and sometimes we don't realize we're dehydrated. I wasn't thirsty, but I knew this. Some of you may have some difficulties at work. So they're showing, for some people, the energy field of work will be unstable. So be very careful where you put your feet in the next little bit. For work in some people's arena is going to be unstable. So we just have to just be careful with that. And they want you to be strong-minded. They want you to know what you want so that you can accomplish it. They want you to really, really think about where you need to go, what you need to do, what you want. Don't wear yourself out. But the magician can't pull off the magician trick or event if he doesn't know what he wants. He's got to know what it looks like. He's got to know what he needs to do, and he's got to be very determined to do it. And that's what this is. Some of us may not feel good next week. More the male population than the female, but that doesn't mean that it's just males. It means that maybe if you have more testosterone as a female, you may succumb to this energy field. But they're saying there's going to be pressure put on the male gender, and maybe just not feel good. That could be lack of energy. It could be just tummy troubles, just not feeling well. So if you realize that, take care. Take precautions to make sure that whatever you need, you have. Might be fluids, might be the right diet, might be sleep that you need, might be not overbooking like I did. just try to take care of yourself. Alrighty, so that's what we have for next week coming up. Thank you very much for spending your time with me. I really appreciate it. I really, really, really do. And I want to thank Charlie O'Brien for taking the time to load us on Spotify Podcast, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. And then when I give this to him, he'll send me a link and I'll put it on Facebook. And he also created the website, www.terryworld.com, where he has archived some of the podcasts. Thank you very much. And if you need your dog looked at in any training operations, or if you would like to book a reading for yourself, I'd be happy to do it. My number, you can call or text, 519-726-6699. Or you can email me at terri.coutts@gmail.com. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And if you get a chance to share it, I appreciate that too. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Insights with Terry Coutts. Visit Terry's website at terriworld.com. TerriWorld.com.